This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Biancooley. Today, the streaming service Netflix unveils the entire first season, all 13 episodes, of its newest children's series called Julie's Green Room. It stars Julie Andrews, who also is its executive producer, along with her daughter, children's book author Emma Walton Hamilton. Another collaborator is Lisa Henson, daughter of the late Muppets creator Jim Henson, whose Jim Henson's Creature Shop provides the puppet characters with whom Julie interacts. These include a dog, a duck, and five little kids. Children, not goats. With help from weekly celebrity guests, Julie guides them in how to stage a musical. This first season of Julie's Green Room actually is a miniseries with a continuing narrative. It tells the story, from start to finish, of the creation, development, and presentation of an original musical. Even though she has a human stage manager to help, Julie Andrews is there to run things and provide a dose of sanity amid all the backstage craziness and enthusiasm. The same function Kermit the Frog provided on the classic 70s series, The Muppet Show. Andrews should know. She guest starred on The Muppet Show in 1977, singing to and with a bunch of Muppet kids. Goats, not children.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome again to The Muppet Show. Hey, we're very excited around here tonight. Our guest star is a wonderfully talented lady and a good friend of mine, and here she is now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Julie Andrews!
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd.
Lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh.
Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd.
Lady, oh, lady, oh, no.
Julie Andrews, of course, sang that song to real children in the movie The Sound of Music. In that film, as in Mary Poppins, she was a role model for youngsters and had an almost magical effect on the whole family. All these years later, she still does. Julie's Green Room isn't as manic or as hilarious as The Muppet Show. It's closer to Mr. Rogers than Miss Piggy, but it's a quiet, comfortable delight. In Julie's Green Room, she presides over a quintet of youngsters getting their first chance at putting on a play in a real theater. One's a tiny prima donna. Another's a piano-playing prodigy in a wheelchair. And they all want to take part in a local theater production. Julie calls the children greenies, and the series starts with the hostess giving them a backstage and onstage tour.
Before we go out on stage, you should know that we call this room the green room.
Because it's green.
Ours is, yes, but they're not always green. The green room is where we meet, we eat, we rest, we learn our lines, and we talk about how to make our show the best it can possibly be.
In each episode, Julie invites guests to come in and demonstrate their craft. Alec Baldwin talks about acting. Bill Irwin talks about clowning. And Idina Menzel takes the kids on a field trip to Broadway and to the musical Wicked, where the actress playing the current Wicked Witch of the West explains how she applies her intricate makeup. After all, it's not easy being green. But if you're a Muppets fan, you knew that already. Julie's Green Room, the series, is a deconstruction and a celebration of the act of creative collaboration. It reveals that mounting a performance is hard work, but also a thrill and a valuable learning experience. Julie's Green Room fits right in with the spirit of The Muppet Show and also with the long TV legacy of Julie Andrews. In 1962, she starred with Carol Burnett in a fabulous two-woman CBS special, Julie and Carol at Carnegie Hall. 55 years later, she reunites with Carol Burnett for the first season finale of Julie's Green Room. Burnett plays Edna, a wealthy benefactor who has come to see the play and whom Julie hopes will support the program financially so that it can continue.
Where are your adorable little actors? I want to meet them. I wish them luck.
Oh, I'm afraid they've just gone to get into their costumes.
Of course.
And we wouldn't want to spoil the lovely surprise for you, would we? I'm wondering, actually, if you shouldn't just
Would you mind if I just took a little look around here? I so love being backstage.
Yes.
Oh, you know,
I have a little secret I want to tell you.
Oh.
I have always wanted to be in show business myself.
Really?
But, you know, it never worked out. But I still sing in the shower.
Oh.
I had a dream, a wonderful dream, baby.
Really impressive.
Oh, you flatterer.
The message of much of Julie's Green Room is timeless. But the moral that the performing arts need financial support to survive couldn't be more timely. The White House has just proposed a federal budget defunding, among other things, the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. In Julie's Green Room, the musical they put on is about an ogre who crushes the spirit of his kingdom by stealing its music, its dance, and its writings. Several times in Julie's Green Room, Julie Andrews quotes the theatrical maxim that the show must go on. Her new Netflix series demonstrates how that happens, and in the musical within the TV show, what might happen if it doesn't. On Monday's show, journalist Ron Powers tells us about watching both his sons become transformed by schizophrenia. After his younger son killed himself, his elder son also was diagnosed with the disease. Powers' new book is part memoir and part history of the treatment of the mentally ill. His book is called No One Cares About Crazy People: The Chaos and Heartbreak of Mental Health in America. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.